We're told that in September of 1978, children's author Raymond Briggs published The Snowman, a wordless picture book that detailed the story of a young boy embarking on a wondrous adventure with the snowman he built that day. When Briggs set out to write The Snowman, he wanted a story that was so quiet he didn't include any words. The book begins with comic strip-like illustrations, panels that increase in size as the story unfolds, leading up to beautiful double-page spreads. The illustrations guide the reader through a nostalgic tale filled with the magic of childhood. The Snowman is one of Briggs' best-known books, returning to our memory every holiday season. The short film received commercial and critical acclaim, and according to the Snowman official website, it has aired on Channel 4 in Great Britain every year since its premiere in 1982. Briggs went to art school to become a cartoonist, but eventually he found himself writing his own stories. By the time he published The Snowman, he had a successful career as an illustrator for at least 20 years. Because The Snowman relies only on imagery, it was more important than ever for the illustrations to make the viewer feel the action of the story. Briggs said, "That's the essence of good illustrating, I think, where the drawer really feels a feeling that a figure in the picture is feeling. You've got to feel what it's like to fly. Feel what it's like to slow down as you land. And yet, you've got to be outside observing it. Very difficult. I'm thinking of giving it up." Producer John Coates of the animation studio TVC became interested in optioning the story for a short film. TVC was a well-established studio that had created the animated film Yellow Submarine in the late 1960s. Coates had two assistant animators, Hilary Audis and Joanna Harrison, and he had them buy a dozen copies of the book and start cutting it up to make a mock-up animation. Coates took the idea to Sir Jeremy Isaacs, the chief executive of Channel 4 at the time. The channel was brand new, and The Snowman was actually one of the first things they ever did. Isaacs felt it would be a stark contrast from the other programming they'd planned for the channel, but it was so delightful that he gave it the green light. According to the Animation World Network, Coates mortgaged his own house to help pay for the project. Director Diane Jackson, who had worked on TV commercials for several years, took over the project and created the Storyboard Bible. The Storyboard Bible was not to be changed by anyone except for the director or producer. The animators and the composer, Howard Blake, timed the storyboard and used it as their guide to finishing the final product. They were a small team of about 8 animators, and they were all given their own sequence to animate. The animators started by creating keyframes of movement, filling in more drawings based on the timing of the scene. Each drawing was sent to a coloring artist who used colored pencils to fill in the detail. Each image took about 45 minutes to an hour to color. One of the unique visual elements of The Snowman is the look and texture of the backgrounds. A background artist would layer every scene with pencil shading, resulting in no solid colors. Because of this, the texture of the paper shows through, giving the feel of a picture book. The Snowman used cell animation, meaning that artists would draw the moving elements of the short film on cells, which would then be placed on a static background and photographed one by one. The animators have said that they feel like The Snowman wouldn't look right if it wasn't hand-drawn. In 2012, Raymond Briggs signed off on an animated sequel to the short film, which was also hand-drawn. All that from the Black Case Diaries. Imagine seeing The Snowman on the big screen, where you get the nuances of the shading and the coloring and the emotion where you feel the little boy and the snowman and their friendship in the progression of the film. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic will present The Snowman in concert on Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m. at the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Also to be screened, the sequel, The Snowman and The Snow Dog. Each will be shown on the big screen while the Philharmonic performs the full accompaniment music live, bringing the magical tale of a young boy and his snowman to life with rich cinematic sound. Music director Melisse Brunet will conduct. We had a visit from the executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, Jason Goldschmitz, telling us about the Snowman in concert, but first we asked him to give us a sense of what has been taking place as the season launched.
We had a stellar Broadway program in September with Bewitching Broadway, some music from Wicked and others, absolutely standout performances from some really fantastic soloists from New York who are performing on Broadway. And then we followed that up with a beautiful and first of our Savor the Sounds chamber concerts at Montage Mountain. And that was tango music, tango-inspired music, really beautiful setting with the early fall foliage. And then we were so excited to follow that up with our very first candlelit festival. And those were concerts from mid-October through early December. Started with a free concert outdoors, downtown Carbondale, really beautiful setting, and so many people came to hear it. And then we followed that up with four straight sold out performances, which is just absolutely incredible to have that kind of support. Two sold out candlelit Mozart Requiem performances, one at St. Stephen's in Wilkes-Barre and one at St. Luke's in Scranton, and that followed by two sold-out candlelit chamber concerts. We had a candlelit pops quartet at Lace Village in early November, really beautiful venue there. That was another Savor the Sounds. We had beautiful food and drinks, and it was signature drinks. It was just such a wonderful, intimate setting. And then we followed that up with a sold-out brass quintet concert in the courthouse rotunda for the Luzerne County Courthouse. And that was just an absolutely stunning location and a stunning sound there. And that sold out a week in advance. And we were just so incredibly thrilled. And then that was followed by our best-selling orchestral holiday concert in over a decade at the Scranton Cultural Center, our candlelit holiday concert on December 6th with the Abington Heights High School Choir and Ballet Theater of Scranton. And we were so pleased to bring Jessica Lee back. She was with us for the Mozart Requiem. We were so pleased to have her back for that concert to lead the sing-along and to sing an absolutely standout O Holy Night, surrounded by ballet theater dancers in angel wings with just a absolutely stunning choreography by Joanne Arduino. And so it was just, it was such a moving night, and we had over 1,200 people in the audience. It's been over a decade. That's the best holiday audience we've had in over a decade, and we're just so thrilled to have the continued support of the community to be able to continue to do concerts like these and do creative things and try new things and go in new directions, as well as bringing back all the classics and the holiday joy that everyone loves.
You don't leave it there, though. You're taking us on flights with snowmen.
Yes, we are. So we're in talking about another new thing that the Philharmonic is doing. We have The Snowman in concert. So this will be Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m. at the F.M. Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre, a beautiful family-friendly performance where there will be two short films, The Snowman, as well as The Snowman and the Snow Dog. The Snowman is a beautiful animated short film from 1982. The Snowman and the Snow Dog was a follow-up film from the early 2010s and based on characters by Raymond Briggs in the original story, The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. It's just these two beautiful animated films. There's no dialogue in the film. It's just the music and the animations. And what you'll be seeing are the animations on screen, on the big screen at the F.M. Kirby Center, and the music played live by your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And we are just so pleased to be able to present films live in concert like this. It's a little bit of a preview for what it's going to be like in April with Jurassic Park live in concert. Same idea on April 11th at the F.M. Kirby Center, where the film and the dialogue will be all on screen. You'll be hearing it, but the music will be live with the orchestra. So here we're on the 20th. We're going to have these two beautiful animated films and lots of other really fun things to celebrate the holidays. So we have some sing-alongs as well. And this is from an arranged suite by Peter B. Kay called Christmas Suite, and we'll be kind of splitting them up throughout the program. And we have four sing-alongs, and both with the sing-alongs and the first of the Snowman films, we will be having some wonderful guest vocal soloists from Marywood University. We have Jocelyn Meyer, who's going to be both narrating and singing on The Snowman for the film, as well as leading one of the sing-alongs. We have Beatrice Chindemi, mezzo-soprano, as well as Marcel Sinclair on bass, also be joining us in leading some of the other sing-alongs. And of course, no holiday concert at the Philharmonic is complete without our very special friends coming all the way down from the North Pole. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there as well to join with the sing-alongs and to join in watching the film. So we definitely hope that you'll be there. And if you were at our holiday concert in Scranton, you saw that a snowman himself made his way onto the stage in a lovely inflatable snowman, encouraging folks to come. And that was a very fun, very fun little skit. And we hope that even if you came to the Scranton holiday concert, this is a completely different program. It's absolutely fun for the whole family and just a really great opportunity right before Christmas.
We're walking in the air, we're floating in the moonlit sky, the people far below are sleeping. Drifting over icy mountains flow.
Howard Blake's music for The Snowman. It's haunting in a beautiful way, and it takes us maybe into the intimacy of the friendship of the snowman and gives us the sense of really what the holidays in December should be about.
Absolutely. And so the premise of the films, if you're not familiar with them, so the first film, The Snowman, is where a boy makes a snowman and the snowman comes to life and they go through all these adventures for the Christmas holiday. And then The Snowman and the Snow Dog takes place sometime later. That boy has long since grown up and moved away, and a new young child comes in and moves into the house where our first main character resided and finds the magic scarf and whatnot that then brings the snowman to life. And lo and behold, also coming to life is a little snow dog this time as well. And as you mentioned, Howard Blake's music for the first Snowman film is just absolutely stunning, including probably the most famous musical component, Walking in the Air. It's a beautiful song. So Jocelyn Meyer as the soprano, so she'll be narrating through most of the film. If you've watched the film before, there isn't a narration associated with it, but when it's performed live in concert, there is narration added. And so she'll be narrating, and then she'll also be singing that specific song, Walking in the Air. And then what we're going to do right after the film concludes is we're going to be doing an encore of Walking in the Air again, but this time, instead of with the film, we're going to have dancers from Scranton Civic Ballet in a beautiful choreography, so that now you get a chance to hear that song again, but you see it in just a completely different light. And so we're so pleased to be working not only with the three amazing singers from Marywood University, but also with Scranton Civic Ballet on this program. It should be a really lovely program. We're so pleased to have support from our colleagues at Magic 93 have brought on as our presenting sponsors for the holiday concerts this year, as well as the Allenfeld family supporting our movie concerts, Dr. Seth and Carolyn Fisher supporting our pop series, as well as other concert sponsors like Highmark, Blue Cross, and Munley Law. And we also are working with Silent Sound System, another sponsor for this program. So Silent Sound System, if you don't know, they also run the Keystone Arts Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And Silent Sound System creates headphones and haptic vests and all sorts of other sound-based equipment that goes all over the country, all over the world. And they will be providing some specific headphones, special headphones, as well as haptic vests that we will then be able to provide to students from Scranton School for the Deaf to be able to experience the concert as part of our Angel Ticket program, which is where we gather community support to be able to provide free tickets to individuals and families in need all around the community, whether it be low-income individuals, veterans, service members, individuals at risk of PTSD, social workers, and so many others. We've so far this year, we just started the Angel Ticket program this year, and we've given out well over 100 tickets all across the community, and we're giving out a lot more tickets for this concert as well, including to Scranton School for the Deaf and so many other amazing organizations doing such incredible work. And we're just, you know, we're using this as an opportunity to help spread the music and bring more people in to experience the joy and mental health benefits of live performance and a live orchestra, even if it's not something that they might have otherwise been able to afford. So we're so pleased to be able to have that support, to be able to provide those accommodations, sensory accommodations, and deaf and hard of hearing accommodations for this performance. And if there's a nonprofit that you work with or you support that you'd like to nominate or to connect with us to receive Angel Tickets, or if you'd like to specifically help to support the Angel Ticket program, either generally or in support of tickets going to a specific nonprofit of your choice, we're always looking for partners. We're always looking for more nonprofits to provide tickets to. We're always looking for more support so that we can provide more tickets to the community for all of our programs.
give us the web address so we can find out the details, Jason.
Absolutely. So The Snowman in Concert, with two animated short films and with sing-alongs and Santa and Mrs. Claus, with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, will be Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m. at the F.M. Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre. You can get your tickets at nepaphil.org or by calling our box office at 570-270-4444.
Jason Goldschmitz, Executive Director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, inviting us to attend the Snowman in Concert, Saturday, December 20th at 7 in the evening at the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. As we heard, there will be screenings of two animated short films, The Snowman and the sequel, The Snowman and the Snow Dog, while the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic performs the full accompaniment music live in the hall under the direction of Mélisse Brunet, music director of the orchestra, with guest vocal soloists from Marywood University and dancers from Scranton Civic Ballet, visits from Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and a number of sing-alongs throughout the evening. For more information on the web, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org, or the Philharmonic Box Office, area code 570-270-4444, 270-4444, area code 570. The Snowman in Concert, Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m., at the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information, nepaphil.org.